Now here are some of the plans the church has to bring these areas of focus to life. They are about reprioritizing and realigning existing resources. They are about pursuing measurable outcomes so that we can gauge our progress and improve over time.
In engaging ministry with the poor, the church plans to increase by 25% in the United States the service to the poor through 102 existing mission institutions.
The church will train and place 50 indigenous leaders with strategic mission partners in poor locales to respond to critical issues of importance to women and children.
The church will develop 5 pilot projects to respond to poverty in Africa, Asia, Latin America, and the United States.
The church will train 1 advocate for the poor in every annual conference.
In stamping out diseases of poverty by improving health globally, we intend to work with international partners to reduce by 66% malaria-related deaths of children under the age of 5.
The church is developing opportunities for 60% of annual conferences to become involved with advocacy for health issues such as access to health care, disease, and infant mortality.
We also plan to deploy 53 new missionaries for global health, along with medical missionaries to Africa, Asia, and Latin America.
The church will expand by 20% programs designed to address substance abuse and related violence.
In the area of creating new places for new people and renewing existing congregations, the Path One initiative seeks to go to the edge of society to find the people we are not now addressing in our congregations.
Path One is focusing on starting new churches in the United States. And at the same time, the church is also committed to starting 400 churches outside the United States by the end of the year 2012.
The church plans to recruit 1,000 new church planters to start 650 new churches in the United States in partnership with annual conferences, targeting 50% of those to be racial and ethnic congregations.
The church will assist in the church will assist in the development of 10 new intentional multicultural churches and the revitalization of 22 town and country and urban churches.
In the area of developing principled Christian leaders for the church in the world, the denomination will provide short-term mission experiences for 100 young people to explore and reflect on professional Christian service.
The church will train 9,500 persons in theology, church administration, evangelism, discipleship formation, and mission outreach in Africa and Asia.
We will build a network of 100 prophetic pastors and lay members around the world and provide them with opportunities to work for social justice.
Our church will increase by 25% the number of candidates for ordained ministry who are under age 35. We will increase by 20% the number of women senior pastors serving large membership churches in the United Methodist Church.
Hello!
Now, these planned measurable outcomes only scratch the surface. Many of them are measurable outcomes for only the next 4 years, though the church's aspirations look much, much farther down the road. Next General Conference, we will tell you how we're doing as a church in these areas, and we will lay out our goals for these 4 focus areas for the next 4 years and beyond.